I would like to call this organizational meeting of the McDonough Local Board of Education for Wednesday, January 2nd, to order at 7 p.m. Looks like we have the Pledge of Allegiance first on this agenda. Please rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will we please have the roll call?
Mr. Capizello?
Here.
Mr. Hannan?
Here.
Mrs. Place?
Here.
Mrs. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Segrich?
Here.
Five board members present.
Our first item is approval of the agenda for this organizational meeting. You've all had an opportunity to review the draft of the agenda. Are there any additions, deletions, substitutions, corrections? I actually had one in item F for standing authorizations 13. Last year we had included Dave Ketterer as one of the approved councils, and for somehow it did not get on the agenda this year. I assume there's no reason not to include them again this year, so that would be the only addition that I would have, would be to put their name back on. But that's all I had.
Okay.
Hearing nothing more, with that, or I should say, we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda with that one change.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Clayce. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Segrich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move into the organizational meeting. Start with the election of officers. I have been asked to be the president pro tem for this meeting. So at this time, I would request nominations for the floor for president. No second is required once a nomination is made. If there are no additional nominations, then we will entertain a motion to close, but we would need a nomination for president.
Move John Sagan's president. President pro tem.
Any other nominations? Hearing none, we will then entertain a motion to close the nominations for president.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannan, seconded by Mr. Capizello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion to close the nomination for president.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Segrich?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We then move to the election of the individual nominated. Is there any discussion upon that candidacy? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion to elect.
I need the motion the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Joe.
Oh, we don't. I'm sorry. Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
So the motion carries. Mr. Sagan will be the president this year. Our next item is a nomination for vice president. I'd like to nominate Jody Clayce. Are there any additional nominations for vice president? Hearing none, we will entertain a motion to close the nomination for the office of vice president.
So moved.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any additional discussion on the motion to close nomination of individuals for vice president? Hearing none, we will vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Segrich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We will now vote upon the election of Mrs. Clayce as vice president. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we will vote.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We will now entertain a motion to establish the third Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m. for the regular meetings. Exceptions may be legal holidays or scheduled dates when a majority of the membership may be out of town or otherwise not available. Those dates are set forth in your agenda. Do we have a motion to approve that as the meeting date for our regular meetings?
Did you mean Wednesday? You accidentally read it as Tuesday.
That would be Wednesday. Let the record reflect that was...
And in that case, so moved.
Wednesday.
Second.
Motion duly made and corrected by Mrs. Clay, second by Mr. Capozzello. Any discussion upon the motion?
Just one question. We're not meeting now again until February 20th, so this month's taking care of the meeting?
Because...
We could add it.
No, we have a special meeting. Okay, I'm sorry. Usually I thought this...
It's just because we rolled this up for...
Okay, that's fine.
Coincide with this, and it's so early in the month. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a proposal to establish a service fund of $1,000 for expenses incurred by board members in their duty as board members. We have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and second by Mrs. Clay. Any discussion? Is this the same amount we had last year?
Yes.
I thought so.
I think very limited, if any.
Yeah, we didn't use it up, I don't think.
I don't think that we really used much of it.
Okay. Any additional discussion?
The second half of the year.
Let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clay?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a motion to a proposal to for approval of the treasurer to sign payroll checks in the calendar year 2019. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clay. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clay?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is to approve the treasurer to sign all general fund, permanent improvement fund, bond retirement fund, federal fund, lunch fund, and student activity fund checks during 2019. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clay. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clay?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. The next item is approval of the following standing authorizations as recommended so that the business of the district may be done expediently. It's authorize the treasurer to invest active and interim funds at the most productive interest rates when active or interim funds are available. Authorize the treasurer to pay all bills within the limits of the appropriations as bills are received and after merchandise has been received in acceptable condition or services have been completed to satisfaction. Authorize the treasurer to enter into contracts with non-certified personnel involved in extracurricular activities. Authorize the treasurer to renew liability insurance for board members. Authorize the treasurer to advertise for bids as specified by law. Authorize the treasurer to increase appropriations as needed with board approval. Authorize the superintendent or designee to administer all federal programs in compliance with local, state, and federal regulations. Authorize the superintendent to employ temporary personnel as needed in emergency situations, such employment to be presented for board approval at the next regular meeting. Authorize the superintendent to serve as purchasing agent for the school district and to spend a maximum of $24,999 without prior board approval in emergency situations, such expenditure to be presented for board approval the next regular meeting. Authorize the superintendent or designee to approve conference leave for all employees of the school district. Authorize the superintendent and treasurer to attend professional meetings. Authorize the superintendent or designee to be the hearing officer for discipline hearings. Authorize the Ohio School Boards Association, Trumbull County Prosecutor, Pepple and Wagner, Day Ketterer, and Squire Patton Boggs act as legal counsel for opinions in general litigation. Entertain a motion to approve those authorizations.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is to set a rate of 5 cents for black and white and 8 cents for color per copy for providing copies of materials to individuals upon request. We have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? This rate has stayed the same for a while now.
And it really hasn't been used. There was one instance last year where it was proposed, we had a public records request, but that individual chose to have the records emailed to him instead of paying the print rate. So it worked out well for everybody.
Indeed. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Next item is to set the mileage reimbursement rate for 2019, the IRS approved rate. Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion upon the motion?
What is the approved rate?
It went from 54 and a half cents to 58 cents a mile.
Time to start traveling. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Discard or sell all textbooks, library books, and equipment at all schools due to age, condition, and or being beyond repair. Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is to authorize the treasurer to request advances of real estate taxes collected in 2019 for both first and second half collections from the Trumbull County Auditor. Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is the creation of the standing committee appointments by the board president for 2019. Those would be Personnel Committee Chairperson, Mrs. Claes, Member Mrs. Higgins. Finance Chairperson, Mr. Capizello, Member Mrs. Claes. Program and Policy Chairperson, Mrs. Higgins, Member Mr. Hannan. Buildings and Grounds and Operations Chairperson, Mr. Hannan, Member Mr. Capizello. Business Advisory Chairperson, Mr. Saginaw, Member Mrs. Claes. Legislative Liaison to the OSBA, which is Mrs. Claes. And TCTC Board Representative, Mr. Hart. Entertain a motion to approve those appointments.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Do we do adjournment and then swearing? Okay. At this time,
I think we would swear in and then adjourn. I think that way it's on.
Maybe we swear in?
Vice president and vice president.
Oh, I got it. Who does that?
So we adjourn first and then do
that? No, I think we do swearing in.
Swearing in and then adjourn. Okay. So then let's do some oaths of office. I think you have to do the swearing.
Yeah.
You're the only one gets to swear around here.
He's going to swear. Your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as president of the McDonald Local Board of Education, McDonald Local School District, Trumbull County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office, and until your successor is elected and qualified.
I do.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as Vice President of the McDonald Local Board of Education, McDonald Local School District, Trumbull County, Ohio, to the best of your ability, and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is elected and qualified?
I do.
Pass those down. Thank you. At this time, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn the organizational meeting at 7:16 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Savinich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. The organizational meeting is adjourned. And we'd really like to roll into the next. Do we just continue right in? Do you want to take 5 minutes? Or any preferences?
Roll with it.
I guess we're rolling.
We can do one thing if we could stop the recording.
You know. Good evening. I'd like to call this regular meeting of the Donald Local Board of Education to order at 7:17 p.m. on Wednesday, January 2nd. Please have the roll call.
Mr. Capozzello?
Here.
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mrs. Place?
Here.
Mrs. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Savinich?
Here.
Five board members present.
Please rise again for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First item is approval of the agenda for this regular meeting. We've had an opportunity to review a draft of this agenda. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve this agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Savinich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is approval of the board minutes from the regular meeting of December 19th, 2018. Had an opportunity to review a draft of the minutes from that meeting. Are there any additions, subtractions, corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve those meeting minutes as presented.
So moved.
Do you have a second? You weren't there. Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Thanks, Tom. Second. Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mr. Hannon. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Savinich?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Abstain.
4 yes votes, 1 abstention.
Motion carries. We will be entering executive session this evening, I believe, for purposes A4, which is discipline, and B. Do we have anything else?
A2,
probably. Oh, and A2.
Yeah.
When we emerge from executive session, we will not conduct any additional business. Move to recognition of visitors and audience participation. Hearing none, we move to old business. Hearing none, we move to new business. It's the Finance Committee, Mr. Capozzello.
Not chair. Report today.
Okay. And we move to the Treasurer's Financial Report of December 2018, comprised of the check register, financial summary, and bank reconciliation. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capazillo?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. The next item is a resolution to proceed with the submission to electors of the school district regarding the existing tax levy. A copy of that is attached as Exhibit A. Whereas on the 19th day of December 2018, this board adopted a resolution determining to submit to the electors of this district the questions of renewal of an existing tax levy in excess of the 10 mil limitation in the amount of 4.3 mils for a 5-year period of time. For the purpose of general permanent improvements, a copy of which resolution was certified to the County Auditor of Trumbull County, Ohio. And whereas the County Auditor has certified to this board that the total current tax valuation of the school district is $52,537,320, and that the dollar amount of revenue that would be generated annually by 4.3 mils is $225,822, calculated in the manner provided in Ohio Revised Code Section 570503. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Education of the McDonald Local School District, County of Trumbull, State of Ohio, 2/3 of all members of the board elected thereto concurring that this board desires and determines to proceed with the submission to the electors of the McDonald Local School District the question of the renewal of an existing tax levy in excess of the 10 mil limitation in the amount of 4.3 mils for a 5-year period of time for the purpose of general permanent improvements. The question of the renewal of an existing tax levy in the amount of 4.3 mils for the purpose of general permanent improvements for a 5-year period of time beginning with the tax list and duplicate for the tax year 2019, the proceeds of which levy would be available in the calendar year 2020, shall be submitted under provisions of Ohio Revised Code Sections 5705.21 and 5705.25 to the electors of the McDonald Local School District at an election to be held on the 7th day of May 2019 as authorized by law. Said election shall be held at the regular place of voting of the district as established by the Board of Elections of Trumbull County or otherwise within the times approved by law, and shall be conducted, canvassed, and certified in the manner provided by law. The treasurer is hereby authorized and directed to immediately certify to the Board of Elections of Trumbull County copies of this resolution and the resolution of the board and the certificate of the county auditor referred to in the preambles hereto. This board requests that the Board of Elections do prepare the ballots and make other necessary arrangements for the submission of this question to the electors of the district, all in accordance with law. The form of the ballot to be cast the election on the question of this tax levy shall be substantially as follows. It's a proposed tax levy renewal for the McDonald Local School District. It says a majority of the affirmative vote is necessary for passage. A renewal of a tax for the benefit of the McDonald Local School District for the purpose of general improvement, permanent improvements, at a rate not exceeding 4.3 mils for each $1 evaluation, which amounts to 43 cents for each $100 of our evaluation for a period of 5 years commencing in 2019, first due in calendar year 2020. There's a provision to, or a space to vote for the tax levy and against the tax levy. It is hereby found and determined that all formal actions of this board and of any of its committees concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were taken, that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal actions were held in meetings open to the public or otherwise in compliance with the law. This resolution shall be in full force and effect immediately upon its adoption, and no publication of this resolution shall be necessary other than to provide for the notice of election. So we will entertain a motion to approve that resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capazillo and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capazillo?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move to Personnel Committee. Mrs. Claes?
No report this evening.
Okay. Move to the Policy and Program Committee. Mrs. Higgins?
No report this evening, but it looks like we have a couple samples. Mr. O'Connell, did you?
Yes, I was going to talk about that in the supervisor.
So that's all.
Nothing. Okay. Our one item of business is a resolution to approve the second reading of the following policy. That's policy DID, inventories, fixed assets. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins, seconded by Mr. Hannan. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move to the Buildings and Grounds Operations Committee. Mr. Hannan?
I have no report.
Okay. Move to the Treasurer's Report.
Nothing further to report.
For the record, I would like to applaud the effort of the Treasurer to get the month of December closed in less than one business day. That should be sent into someone somewhere. That has to be a record. That was a tremendous amount of work. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's tremendous.
Good job.
We move to the Superintendent's Report.
Tonight there are no building reports, obviously, from the principals because the last school day was our last meeting and today was our first day back. So they'll have one for you next month or if we meet later on this month. You do have certificates in front of you. Those were from this school board appreciation month. So I do have a certificate for you and they did include a poster up there that we are hanging in the library for you. A couple of things, you guys just appointed Mr. Hart back to the TCTC board. I wanted to mention he came by today. I know him a couple months ago he mentioned money that could be available through grants for levies. He presented that documentation to Megan, to myself. We completed that. I would say it took us no more than 20 minutes to a half hour. We turned that into him right before we left for Christmas break. This morning he returned with a check made out for $1,000 to the McDonald School Levy Committee. So that money will be forwarded on to Mr. McCarthy, I believe still serves as the chairman of our levy committee. So I will contact him and make that donation. But I wanted to, on the floor tonight, obviously thank Mr. Hart. He went through, just so you remember, went through the Realtors Association, was a big part of that. And obviously that's a group that strongly wants school levies to be passed and people to want to move into those communities. So I wanted to thank Mr. Hart for bringing that to our attention. So that'll definitely help as we move forward. In your packet, you'll also see the information I did include on a couple other districts. Megan found these through an email thing that was going around the state. Obviously, we're not alone with districts trying to revamp their facilities use policies. So you'll see two additional examples. Nothing that I'm saying to you, please, that this is what we have to have as our policy, but I thought it was a good way to look at. There were a couple of things that did an excellent job of charting what group you are and then what fees that you pay based upon the group you are, how you're designated, be it a school group, be it all the way to a group that's a public group in a semi-school role. So there's really a lot of things to look at in there. So we're going to try to, use the cafeteria menu to pick and choose what we like and then come up with a policy that hopefully everybody should be comfortable with. But I thought these were two excellent examples. And if everybody else is asking the same questions, I think that's an ongoing thing for districts all across the state. So please, if you get a chance to take a look at those and give any feedback. The chart that I was referring to that I really liked was at the back of the second one, not the Southwest one, but the second document you have on the second page on the inside. You'll see the chart that they've created that gives the classifications of the group and then lists the charges that are included within those classifications. So everything from meeting of employee associations to groups that uses and groups indirectly related to the school. So that would include groups that have school kids in them, but not directly affiliated with our buildings. So some for you to take a look at there and take a look at any fees that they include in those as well. I did get a chance today, and I talked to Mr. Hannan about it briefly a little while ago to do a little bit more information on that archaeology study that I wanted to bring up to the group. I did contact the firm that was that Mr. Wolfer brought to the table and really had a good conversation with her today. One of the things that she suggested is that we really should isolate where we want to build. Because basically what happens is this group becomes involved now because of the wetlands. When the Army Corps of Engineers becomes involved in our project, then the State Historical Society becomes involved in our project as well. She said the change that's been made is over the last year or two, the Army Corps of Engineers would sign off on a lot of things and say, yeah, we went there, we looked at the wetlands, and they would sign off saying there was no need for further studies. She said now the State Historic Preservation Office has been given a lot more authority that they will make those final determinations. So that's where the new part that came in that Paul was explaining to us, when all of a sudden this organization now does have to sign off when we go through the wetlands mitigation process. So her suggestion was obviously to, because she asked if we were going to be voting on the entire parcel of land. Obviously, we don't plan on doing that. So she said, isolate where you want to build, then we can start to do the work in conjunction with the wetlands. The other part that she was very good about is she said, oftentimes, this could be as simple as a records review, where literally they will review the history of the land itself. They will talk to local historical groups, find out if there's any evidence that they should be investigating any further. And there are examples where a records review was sufficient. Other examples where they've had to do some basic soil samples, and that became. So she said the cost could be anywhere from the number that was on that paper, which could reach, you know, tens of thousands, to $800. So it just depends on where we're building and the history of that piece of land.
So it almost sounds like the process is make a determination where you want to build, see what the wetlands impact is, and then based upon that, see what hoops we have to jump through.
Correct. Because she said the chances are good that the Army Corps of Engineers will make you have the State Historical Preservation Office, have them sign off, then the Army Corps of Engineers signs off. So there will probably be some level of that archaeology study that will have to be completed as we go through that process.
It seems somewhat counterintuitive that where you would have to look when there's water, arguably folks wouldn't have been in the water, they would have been out of the water, but that's just one person's observation.
Yeah, absolutely. So that just gives us a little bit of background there. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised it didn't sound like we might not have to go through. She said, but there are a lot of people out there, experts that know this state inside and out, and they will quickly be able to determine the location that we're looking at and quickly determine what levels of that study are going to need to be completed. But I wanted to thank you for bringing it to us, because if not, that would have just been something that caught us as we begin the wetlands process.
How much time did she give you?
On the phone today? About 45 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Yeah, and she really educated me a lot on that. And the attorney, I mean, to be honest, he said, I mean, when he checked everybody in his office, and he said, man, you've thrown a curveball at us like we've never seen before. He said, we have no idea. So he was the one that suggested we call the agency directly and gain that insight.
Okay.
That's
good. So, yeah, that's all I have for you.
Okay.
I'd take one other comment. You, about Tom Hart, I don't think we could get a better representative of the TCTC. He's done a superb job.
Absolutely.
Now, is this a three-year approval again? It's not just 1 year.
I believe his term for the TCTC, it is a three-year term. They have that legislation that was passed for them that they don't want that kind of turnover due to the fact that they have 19 board members, so they don't want to have a year where they've got 12, 13 new people. So, yeah, they do have a three-year term.
Is this one a three-year period? Has he been a while? Seems like.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Although I guess if we ratify them every year,
no
harm.
Again, I think that we should send a special thank you from the board. It's a superb job. He really does.
He does.
Absolutely. And that's why I wanted to make sure you guys knew that he was the one that secured to help us secure this levy money today. So, and in that kind of turnaround time, I couldn't believe when
he walked in.
Mrs.
Right?
Titus walked in and handed that. Yes.
Who is this? Says, oh, here you go.
Yeah.
Already?
Right out of his car.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next item is items for discussion, which I don't think we have any. So at this juncture, we'll entertain a motion at 7:34 p.m. to go into an executive session for purposes of A, 2, and 4, and B, which is employment, discipline, and consider the purchase of property for public purposes or sale of property at competitive bidding. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello, second by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Seidenich?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We are in executive session.